Hi Debbie, this is session 5 from your weight loss, and we didn't actually record the session at the time. So that was done on Wednesday the 5th of February, and we're recording it a few days later. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay, thank you. Had a few ups and downs, but I'm all right.
Good. The last session that we did the week before, we were touching on procrastination and looking at it from the perspective of resistance.
Yes.
What sort of things have happened in the week in between where resistance may have played its part for you?
Well, she says, taking a deep sigh. I would say that I struggled with resistance quite a bit. I had the urge for some, well, in the past I would have called it naughty food, but let's just say that I had the urge for some luxury kind of food, namely donuts from a certain shop called Krispy Kremes that my daughter had given to her, and they just had to be around, and she kept waving the box under my nose, and I could not resist. That was what happened.
Okay, and what happened because of that?
Well, I wouldn't say it was entirely because of that. That was kind of like the maybe one of the things. But there was other things that I couldn't resist as well. So because I'd had that, and then I'm thinking, well, I'm not on a diet. I'm just listening to my body. But I started not resisting lots of different things. And so consequently, we had a bit of a gain when we got on the scales.
How much was the gain? I don't think it was much, was it?
It was £2.
Was it? I thought it was less than that. Okay.
No, it was £2.
And what's it been like since?
Well, we had a session in between that, and we worked on quite a lot of stuff in that session, which was interesting. It brought up lots of other emotions and feelings. I think I've got a bit of a pattern forming with my emotions and how I get rid of emotions, in as much as I had a bit of a tummy ache. So that, it was kind of like letting go of things.
Okay, and having let go, what's changed?
That whole feeling of resistance, in as much as wanting those foods and therefore having to make those choices of, am I going to resist it? You know, like grown up, but like be a grown up about it, or am I going to be like a child and go, no, I just can't help it, I've got to have it. That, those kind of feelings have gone. We've not got that going on anymore. The last week or so, well, not the week actually, because it's not been that long, but the last few days, it's just everything's gone back to how I want it to be. I'm quite happy. I have my smoothies in the morning, and sort of my lunch times, going back to a light lunch, and then just normal dinners in the evening. I'm just being normal, really. I'm going out tonight, for example. Now, normally I would have cringed if I'd have thought I had to go out to dinner, because there's lots of nice choices, there's lots of wine that can be drunk, etc. I'm going out tonight, and I know that I'm going to be head in the right place, adult kind of head on, and I will be able to resist. So that resist things, you know, resist piling my plate, resist choosing this, that, and the other. I know I'm going to be fine about it. It's different. It's definitely different to what it was the week before.
Okay.
But that's down to the work, I'm sure.
Okay. And what about the other changes that have been happening for you?
Well, I would say that my view on it is this. We're doing weight loss, but I think that this is far, far deeper than weight loss. I think the work that we're doing is taking us into much better thing for me, much better things, because I'm looking at everything in general. I've got far more clarity in my thought, because not only have I lost weight, I've also lost a lot of mental heaviness, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mental weight that seems to have dropped away as well. So therefore, it gives me much better clarity. I've got much more energy. I'm looking and questioning and thinking about things and wanting to move on. As you know, I've got a business offline. I've got an online business. I've got interest in lots of many other things. And all of those are coming back strongly. And whereas before I think I was just plodding along, now it's much more, well, what can we do with this? How can we approach that? There's much more inquiry and there's much more lightness about it, even down to my creativity, my actual, you know, I used to be a very, very keen sewer. I used to sew a lot. I used to quilt a lot. And my interest in those things has come back. And that's not, they've been there for like 20 odd years. So that's really interesting to have that coming back.
Oh, that's brilliant. Good. Mm. Anything else you'd like to share?
I'd just like to say that I think, again, I can't, you know, if you're coming with weight loss, I think weight loss is just part of it. Weight loss is a symptom to a lot of the other things that are all tied in, and that the benefits, yes, I know that I'm losing weight. Yes, I know that I'm going to be more confident and all of those as well. But when we do this work, it affects so much more. It's like a spider's web, and that when we're doing this, it kind of like pings on all of the little parts of the web, and everything is affected in a really positive way, a very, very positive way. And so probably when we look back at this in a couple of months' time, and then maybe in a year's time, I think things will be incredibly different to what they are even now. So, yeah, really good, and very, very happy that we're doing this.
Wonderful, thank you. I look forward to our next session together.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Lynn.
Bye.
Bye.